Welcome to another edition of Building Community with Busey Bank. I'm Tom Ackerman, KMOX.com, KMOX Radio. This podcast heard every month, and here in October, we have a very exciting guest. First, let me welcome back, as I always do, our Executive Vice President, President of Busey Wealth Management, a stalwart, a consistent part of this podcast, and that's Jeff Burgess, my longtime friend. How are you, Jeff?
Doing great, Tom. Always fun to be here with you. Thank you.
Good to be with you. Who have you brought with you here?
We have two great executives with us today from Bridge Bread Bakery, Fred Domke and Mike Healy. Welcome, gentlemen.
Well, thank you.
It's good to have you here. Fred, you are the president of Bridge Bread Bakery, and Mike is the operations manager. And let me start with you, Fred. Bridge Bread Bakery. Tell us about it.
Okay, so Bridge Bread Bakery was started up 12 years ago. Started up in a daytime homeless shelter that provided a place to get out of the weather and three meals a day for folks that were living on the street. And my wife and I had volunteered, my wife Sharon and I had volunteered there for some time, making food and serving it to the folks in the dining room. And after a while, we thought, you know, we're making it a little bit easier for people that are living on the street. Wouldn't it be great if we could make it easier for them to not be living on the street? So we thought, you know, if you're seriously going to try to get somebody out of a situation where they're unhoused, they're going to need a job. And so we wanted to come up with a way to create jobs. And not having a large budget, not having a whole lot of resources behind, and not willing to spend the 10 years it takes to get things through the political arena, we just kind of looked about for what could we do. And so my wife and I, again, had a little bit of business experience. We thought, let's try to start a business. A place that could help people who are unhoused to have a job, earn an income, and get back on their feet. And we didn't know what kind of business to start. But one weekend, my wife went away with her sorority sisters for their girls' weekend, where we don't know what they do, but we know it involves wine. And I was alone, and I was bored, and I decided to make bread for the first time in my life. Made two loaves of bread, kind of skinny, but fresh out of the oven, put butter on them, ate them. It was my dinner. And that night, I had a dream that I was at the shelter making bread with the guests from the dining room. And I got up in the morning and said, "Thank you, Lord, I got my instructions. I'm going to open a bakery."
Wow.
So that's why Bridge Bread Bakery came to be. We showed up the next week with some volunteers from my church. Went to the dining room, said, anybody want to learn how to make bread? Got a couple of volunteers. They came into the kitchen. We made 12 loaves of bread, and then we paid them. They weren't expecting that. I took the bread to my church and sold it the next day to people in Fellowship Hall, and came back the next week and did it again. And every week for 12 years.
How do you... Wow. And there's so much more to it. I mean, you're rehabilitating the homeless.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
Well, first off, you need to know a lot about them. And I'll have to say I made a bunch of false starts, a bunch of you know, why are the homeless to start out with? You know, and I got that wrong so many times. I thought, you know, well, it's mental health and addictions. Well, no, that's not it. It's not any more prevalent in that population than it is in the general population. It's because of losing a job and whatever. And then, you know, all those things are true. But they don't really account for it, because ordinary folks that experience those kinds of crises get through it. The folks that are unhoused are the ones that didn't have the resources to get through an ordinary crisis. And so understanding that they've kind of gotten the raw end of the deal, and that they've been beaten down through a bunch of losses, and they've pretty much given up hope when finally they got to the point where they lost their homes, gives you a starting point to connect with them and to know that. For instance, you know, people wonder about why don't they save up their money to get the move-in money for an apartment. Well, it's no point in trying to save up your money if any night you go to sleep and there's money in your wallet, when you wake up in the morning, it's gone. There's just no point. You know, you got to understand things like that. So understanding where they are, where they're coming from, is real helpful. And we try to do that. And we take folks who have been living without rules, because when you're on the street, you really have no rules at all. And bring them into a kitchen where the kitchen is run by folks who are just like them. Mike and I we're in the kitchen now and then, but it's run by folks who were homeless when we hired them. And they start with a tub of butter, a sack of flour, and some sugar, and they make these fabulous cinnamon rolls. And they look down at the stuff they've made, and they go, I can do something good. And then they start to think, maybe I can do something good with my life. And that's what we do. We help to open the baking. There's our slogan. It's on Mike's shirt. We try to restore a little hope in their lives and see if we can get them back on track.
Hope, trust, the feeling of confidence. Once again, Jeff Burgess, I can see why you're attached to Bridge Bread Bakery.
Absolutely. We're proud to call Bridge Bread Bakery clients of Busey Bank and have a nice relationship going back years here, and just very proud to spotlight another locally owned, not-for-profit, doing great things out in the community. That's been our mission at Busey for over 155 years, working with our communities to support the arts, advocate for our youth, help our neighbors in need, and really appreciate this opportunity on the podcast, Tom, to bring in and spotlight these amazing institutions, amazing people doing great things in our communities.
Fred, what is it like for you to have the backing of someone like that, Busey Bank?
Absolutely transformative, and let me be very specific about that. About our fifth year in the business, we were paying rent in three different locations, and it was killing us. And we wanted to buy a building of our own, and we go, well, we're going to need a mortgage. And we talked to a whole bunch of banks. A lot of them had community outreach and community lending and all this other stuff, and we spent a lot of time, and they all said, boy, we love what you're doing, but you don't have a credit history, and you just, you know, we're just going to wish you well, except one. Busey Bank stepped up. They provided us with the funds that were necessary, and that's been amazing. So we have our own bakery on Cherokee Street, and we're able to consolidate, and we don't pay rent to anybody anymore, and that's really helped us to be successful.
You also have a huge gala coming up, and I mean huge, because it's in the Coruscant Room at the Chase Park Plaza Hotel, and that's on Friday, October 13th from 6 to 10 p.m. I want to bring in Mike Healy. He's the operations manager at Bridge Bread Bakery. Mike, how can people help your mission? Obviously, this fundraising event is a big one.
The question was, how can people help our mission? I remembered to say that. Okay. There's several ways. Obviously, the gala is going to be a wonderful evening of entertainment, auctions, black tie affair, wonderful food being, with the help of Chase Park Plaza, they're really stepping up to help us put this on. And that's one way, is obviously going to that gala, buying the tickets, and participating in the auction. We're still working on the details of that, but there will be online versions of auctions and a live auction at the event. So that's obviously one way. But really the best way to help our bakers is to buy our product. And that can come many different ways. We are open at Cherokee Street Monday through Saturday, 9 to 3. We're open at Seward Farmers Market in the Grand Hall from, 8 to 5, Wednesday through Saturday. So there's opportunity to buy there. If we're in your church, if you're at one of the 10 Schnucks locations, if you're at Fresh Time at City Foundry, every time you spend $20 on Bridge Bread, you provide about an hour's worth of labor to a baker. And that's what we're here for. All the other stuff is great, but we're really here to provide supportive and transformative employment for our bakers. And so buying our product is the best way to help them.
And as for the event at the Chase on the 13th, and some people may be listening to this after the 13th, sorry that you missed it, but if you're listening to this...
I'm totally sorry they missed it. They missed a great time. I'm just looking forward into the future.
How can people get tickets to it? It's not too late? You have some openings?
Definitely not too late. We are at bridgebread.org. Under events, there is the button for Bread and Butter Gala. Click there. That'll take you to a site operated by Network for Good. You can purchase tickets there. They're $150 per person. That includes dinner, dancing, open bar. Like I said, top-notch Coruscant Room food. So definitely worth the investment.
Fred used the word transformative earlier, so I want to ask you kind of the origins of this from your standpoint and how you've seen this change in people, but also in the Bridge Bread Bakery itself through time. The backing of Busey, but also seeing people change their lives right in front of you?
The question was about transformative. I've seen bakers, several bakers, get hired either in the shelter, even on the street, or living in an abandoned building, come in with no hope, no drive, no desire, no move, no ability, or even the ability, or they don't have the knowledge of how to move forward in their lives. We have one baker who was in the shelter. He got housing after a couple months. He is, as we speak, making cinnamon rolls. He is excited every day to come in. He is a changed human being. He's gotten active in his church. He's has neighbors that he helps, his sister that he helps, all these things that he couldn't do without employment. And obviously, you know, you asked about BC Bank, you know, their partnership. Yeah, they're our bank. Yeah, they gave us a mortgage, which is obviously gave us a central location in order to continue to continue to operate. But they also give us help anytime we need it, as far as advice from financial stuff, as far as having these conversations with them, as far as having a place to. I'm losing my train of thought here. Help me out here.
Handle all of our cash deposits and checks and everything else, and several times a week. We get a lot of money from the farmer's market that we got to put in. And, you know, they deal with it all. So, yeah, so Busey has been real helpful. They also helped us to trim some of our expenses by paying down our debt and kind of edging into our working capital. But then they compensated by providing us with a line of credit so that should we ever need to draw further on for working capital, we'd have that from the line of credit. So we haven't needed it. But had we not had that line of credit available to us, we wouldn't have been able to pay down the debt.
Jeff, this is all very familiar to you because you do this for a number of organizations, don't you? Part of your commitment to the Gateway Region.
Absolutely. Part of BC's commitment to the Gateway Region is to build long-standing relationships with institutions just like Bridge Bread Bakery that are doing great things out in the community. We don't view these relationships with not-for-profits as just a transaction. We view this as a partnership, an ongoing relationship where we're working to be their financial advocate, their financial support, to help them build capacity and continue to do all these great things to support our St. Louis region.
Let me tell you where you can get Bridge Bread, Hope in the Baking. Mentioned City Foundry at Fresh Time. Also, they mentioned a few times on Cherokee Street. Specifically, their bake shop is at 2639 Cherokee Street. They also have a food truck, which can be scheduled by going to bridgebread.org. And there's a permanent location for Bridge Bread at the Soulard Farmers Market, which is in the Grand Hall. And that bakery is set up Wednesday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can volunteer with the organization. You can help distribute the products through your church, business, or restaurant. Just go to bridgebread.org. Now, while you're online, check out Busey because they have a lot of things going on right now. Busey for Good, the United Way Corporate Workplace Campaign in October. What is that, Jeff?
That's right, Tom. October is always a very exciting month for our Busey associates as we come together to take part in our United Way Corporate Workplace Campaign, which is an annual event where we're dedicated to celebrating and raising funds for the United Way organizations across our footprint. So our associates take part in various campaigns, different events, and fundraisers during this initiative and throughout the year as well. In 2022, Tom, Busey raised over $330,000 during its United Way Corporate Workplace Campaign. And these proceeds go directly to the United Ways, like the United Way of Greater St. Louis. And this is all throughout our footprint of Illinois, Missouri, Florida, and Indiana. So listeners can also help improve lives and strengthen communities by making donations directly to their local United Way as well.
You also continue to do a shred day. So if I need to shred some documents, what do I do? Where do I go?
So we have a shred day here in the month of October as well. Always amazing to see the community come together because we provide a safe place to come shred those personal documents. These are the documents that you should not be throwing away in your trash these days. Unfortunately, the bad guys are out there. Fraud is rampant. Bring your personal, your private documents to our Creve Corps location at 12300 Olive Boulevard, Friday, October 20th from 9 to 11. Paper is shredded on site. We'll have Busey Associates there helping with any of the heavy lifting, helping with the process, but just a great way for our community to come together to bring those confidential documents and dispose of them safely.
Again, Busey.com for that, /community calendar, Busey.com/community calendar for all of the events that Busey does. And I'll direct you back to bridgebread.org for Bridge Bread Bakery. They are having a gala. The Bread and Butter Gala is on Friday, October 13th, 6 to 10 p.m. at the Chase Park Plaza. Do not miss that. It's a great way to contribute. And it has been our pleasure to have in studio the president of Bridge Bread Bakery, Fred Domke, the operations manager, Mike Healy. Best of luck to you guys. And thank you so much for telling the story.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you, Jeff. Have a good one.
Thank you, Tom. We'll talk again soon.
Our executive producer is Judith Anderson. I'm Tom Ackerman. You can listen to this full podcast anytime at KMOX.com/community banking. You'll also hear it throughout the week and month of October, as a matter of fact, in parts on KMOX Radio. We're coming to you from the KMOX Sports Office, and I'm Tom Ackerman. Thanks for joining us on KMOX.com.